One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Rolling.
Okay.
Welcome back to In Sickness and In Health, the podcast where we chat about all the nitty-gritty details in marriage and relationships as we find out the non-negotiables.
The things you wouldn't put up with
in sickness and in health.
I tell you what, I can't put up with anymore.
Each week we'll discuss a topic and on some occasions we'll be joined by a guest who can give us an insight into their deal breakers and things they could not tolerate in a relationship. Don't forget that you can get stuck in by participating in polls and sending us messages at In Sickness and In Health podcast. And if you do like this podcast, I would appreciate it.
Please do.
If you could just give us a little, like a nice little review or something.
Give him a review.
5 stars.
Tell him you like them.
Tell him you like it.
Yeah.
It would make me happy. It'd be a little thing that would make me happy.
Cheers, Jimmy.
Oh, I've not got my beer here. Still got my bottle cap.
Oh,
I'm not
get
ready.
That bottle cap off. Come so, on.
Cheers. Oh, I've not had a swig yet.
Oh, lovely.
Ah, the nectar of the gods. How's it going, Claire?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
I'm ruddy bloody good.
Yeah, okay.
I am good. Although I do have...
Oh, here we go, right. That lasted 3 seconds.
I do, I do have another group of people that I'm adding to my list of people that annoy me.
Go on.
The ever-growing list.
Love to hear it.
People...
It's not loud people, is it? Because I've been awfully quiet this week.
No, it's not loud people. Well, we'll discuss that later. It's not loud people, no. It is, and this is more of an Americanism.
Okay.
But it's starting to creep in over here into British culture.
What?
People with bumper stickers. Now there was a there's a thing.
Do you know,
in
the, hold on.
Go on.
I have never really thought of that, but when you said that, it took me back to every instance I've been behind somebody with a bumper sticker, and I thought, you funny.
Yeah. Well, it's. I mean, it was even a thing in the in between. Like we took the piss out of it in the in between us. There was a thing that was like, honk if you want a blowjob or something. It's like, oh yeah,
right.
They're the kind of people that have bumper stickers. Right?
Yeah.
Annoying people.
Yeah.
People that are like, do you know what? I feel so passionately about this. I need everyone behind me in the car in traffic to know exactly what I think.
Well, see, the honk if you want a blowjob doesn't annoy me that much.
No, because you're always honking, which is weird.
Where do you come with that?
Don't know.
It's more what I was thinking of was those little stick men of the family.
Stick men of the family. Yeah, I get it.
Princess on board.
Yeah, right, yeah. I mean, I suppose, listen, those things, child on board and stuff.
Child on board's fine.
Child on board. I mean, I'm
Princess
not...
Princess and prince.
The child on board thing doesn't make me any different. I don't see that and go, well, I was going to fucking crash into you, but I didn't realise there was a child on board. Better not. Yeah. There's a kid in that car. Were you going to crash into that car? Well, I was going to, obviously, because that's what I love to do. I always love crashing my car into other cars. Well, you better not, because there's a child on board.
Well, okay, yeah, that's
so true.
But I see the
And
point
then sometimes
those
people are so lazy. Sometimes there isn't even a child on board. They just haven't been bothered to pull it out.
I think we had a baby on board.
No, we did, yeah.
Because, and I tell you what, I remember getting really angry sometimes when people were driving up my ass, and I'm like, can they not see the fucking sign? Yeah. My baby's right there.
Yeah. Anyway, I saw a bumper sticker.
What does it say?
It said, I love polar bears.
That's right, you told me about that.
And I was just like, what the fuck do you want me to do with that? Why are you telling people that? Why have you bought a plaque to put on your car to let the whole world know that you love polar bears? I just love polar bears. Do you love polar bears? I love polar bears. Do you know what? I might buy a sticker.
How much do you love polar bears?
Well, let me answer that question for you, Claire, because I bought a sticker that goes on the back of my car and it says, I love polar bears.
Listen, I like polar bears.
They're fine.
I'm all for the polar bears.
They're all right. Dangerous.
Well, if you try and tickle
the biggest carnivorous mammal on land.
Is that right? You sticking by that, or is that something you've made up?
I feel like that's right.
Right. Here's the thing I'm thinking. Oh, I see. I was about to say something, and then I actually contradicted myself in my head.
Go on.
Because what animal do I love more than anything?
You love a killer whale.
I love an orca, right?
Sorry, and orca, sorry.
Yeah, you know, stigmatism. Get rid of it.
Is it a porpoise?
No, it's a dolphin.
Right. And porpoises are different to dolphins. Anyway, porpoise. Don't want to get bogged down in that.
Yeah, well, I think they're part of the dolphin family.
Anyway, go.
I was about to say there's nothing that I love enough to have a bumper sticker of. However, I feel like if I woke up on Christmas morning and you had bought me like a little killer whale sticker for the back of the car, I would put it on.
Right. Well, that will never happen because I drive that car as well. And I'm not driving a fucking car with I love orca on the back of it.
Okay.
Because that's plural as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah. A pod of orca.
Anyway, people with bumper stickers.
Right.
Tell
They're
me
on
what
the
you
list.
Think. Telling me who you support. I don't give a fuck.
I don't mind.
And it makes
some...
your car look shit and it makes you look like an idiot.
I don't mind. The polar bear one, I don't mind.
Oh, fuck off. I thought you'd be
love
right.
I love it when you talk to me like that.
I thought you'd be right on board with me.
No,
on this
I am. But what I'm thinking is there's a league, there's a table, there's more irritating ones.
Listen, there used to be a saying, right? And it was this simple. Keep your opinions to yourself.
Okay. All right, I'm with you.
That used to be a thing.
Yeah.
Now we got to
have a podcast and tell everyone your opinion.
Well, listen, it's a bit
That's all right, because you're off the telly.
It's a bit of a different
situation.
We've
all got to listen to you.
I'm not making anyone come here. I'm not forcing anyone to look at the back of my car or...
Right, okay.
If you're here, I assume it's because you want to hear me moan about pointless shit.
Right.
Which is what I'm doing.
That's fair. That's a choice. True.
Right?
True.
I don't...
You don't force it on him.
No.
Okay.
We've got the internet now where everyone has to tell them everyone they're thinking. I don't give a fuck. Certainly don't want to see it when I'm stuck in traffic. And that's the thing as well. I was already angry.
You were in traffic.
I was in traffic.
They caught you on a bike.
And I saw that bumper, so I went, I love polar bears. You fucking creep.
That is an odd one. I love polar bears. That is an odd one.
I know.
Now, you would have had to definitely have Googled that and bought it. You don't just come across that.
Probably got it made.
Maybe.
Probably got it made.
Okay, people with bumper stickers.
They're on the list.
They're on your list.
They're back up. They're on that list.
Who else was on that list?
Who was it last time?
People who can't handle spice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited. Is that all you've got to moan about?
That's all I've got to moan about today, yes. People with bumper stickers. I can't be alone. I would understand if there's a lot of people listening going, eh, come on.
I'm a bit indifferent. If they're really shit, I've
But it was
I've
just the polar bear thing. I was just like...
It's very random.
I do not give a fuck. And all you've done there, right, is we went from a position of not knowing each other at all whatsoever.
To you judging them.
We could have become lifelong friends. Maybe right. at one point we would have wound the windows down and go, I hate you already.
Right, okay. I love
I'm
that.
I'm never going to have anything to do with you. I'm embarrassed for you.
Right, I tell you something, Jimmy, I'm way there because...
And if I had a friend that had that on their butt, I'd say, mate, do yourself a favour, get rid of that.
Do you know what I love?
I can't let you go in. I can't let you out in public like that.
Do you know what I love? The quick hate judgment. I love it. I love doing that. There's people I see sometimes, they'll just be walking towards me on the street and there's one thing, I can't even think of an example, head I'm like, I hate you.
I'll give you one.
Go on.
Sort of posh bloke gets on the tube with one of those fold-away bikes.
Hate.
Just like, fuck you.
Hate.
Well done.
Yeah.
Are you cycling or are you getting the tube?
Yeah.
Or are you just, I'm a cycler?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Cyclist, but yeah. No, hate.
Yeah.
Hate.
There you go. I'm instant. We can never be friends.
Yeah. Who else is
If that? I saw that, like, at the side of the door walking into your house, I'd go, oh, no.
Oh, yeah. The bake on the wall.
Oh, no.
But not in the cool Jerry Seinfeld way. And I use this every day.
Yeah. I'd go, oh, you've got a mount for your bike and it's on the wall there.
Do you know what else I've thought? You know when you go to somebody's house and they've got one of those little brush things at the door to wipe your feet? Hate you. You ever seen that?
Yeah.
No.
What, the things that are like a little sort of horseshoe almost?
No, you put your feet in it to wipe it.
I quite like those.
No, hate.
It's sort of like country gent.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I quite like that.
Nah, prick.
I'm going to get one of those.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you're not.
That's well posh. That is a posh
thing.
Well,
that's it.
Wipe your feet before you come in.
That's what I aspire to be. Because also, we never make people take their shoes off.
No, We've spoken about that, haven't we? Yeah. Have we spoken about that? People who say, oh, would you mind taking your shoes off? Wait, we better not.
What, because fucking the Crouches made us do it? I was furious. They won't care. They'll find it funny. They made us take our shoes off.
We hate that.
I feel like an idiot. I feel like a man in his socks.
Yeah.
And the whole time we were doing that fucking podcast, I was sat there going, I'm just sat here in my socks. And they were a bit...
Me and Pete in my socks.
I know. And they'd been through the dryer a few times. They were black socks and they'd gone a bit dingy.
Yeah.
I was like, I wasn't planning on getting my socks out.
Yeah. Thank God I was wearing socks. I could have been wearing shoes with nothing underneath. Imagine that.
Yeah, no, we're not one of those people that make people take their shoes off at the door.
I don't like that.
It's fine. Listen, whatever happens, we'll clean it.
Yeah.
It's just indignified.
It is.
You just feel a bit soppy.
Yeah. Sliding about on the
Exactly. Yeah. What if I slipped over and broke my neck and I was paralysed for the rest of my life?
Well, I tell you what, if you did that, the Crouches would get some.
We'd sue them.
Yeah.
Sue them for everything they've got.
They've got. I'd seen that fucking chandelier in the
That's it. I'll be taking that with me.
Right.
No,
okay.
They're great.
We're
big fans of the Crouches.
No, we are. Absolutely brilliant. I was actually texting Abby the other day. We're going to go run there for a roast.
Clang.
Sorry. This is who I am these days.
This is how you roll.
Don't know what to do. Yeah.
The upper echelons. The Crouches.
I tell you what. I'm different now. I tell you what, fuck it. Get one of their little wipe your feet things at the door.
Nah.
I'm feeling it now.
Nah. Oh, what the fuck are we talking about?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Listen, I love talking about this kind of stuff.
Bumper sticker. Take it off.
Well, first of all, thank you for because I've said this in the past. I'm not happy unless I'm moaning.
True.
So okay. in a sick and twisted way, thank you for having the bump because I like whinging about stuff.
Okay.
And I'd love to hear.
Well, yeah, send us in. Wait, send us in the best bumper stickers you've ever seen. Or the worst.
No, I don't know. That's rubbish. I want to hear what other people things that people annoy.
Oh, okay, that's better.
Annoying people. The types of annoying people.
Yeah, okay.
So I can get on board with that.
Okay. Right, we.
Yes.
Have got.
Go on.
Dun dun dun. What kind of story drink we've got?
Oh, would it be train etiquette by
it
any
sure
chance?
Sure would. Oh, hold on. It's not just train etiquette.
Oh, I see that.
Train toilet etiquette.
Great combination.
You can't be using the train toilet. They're no, so scary you when only, that door opens.
You only use them if you've not bought a ticket.
What, to hide in when the guy comes by? Yeah, I've done that.
Shall I read this, Claire?
Yeah, go on, you read it.
Okay, no name. Here we go. I used to get the train to work. I used to drive to a local train station and embark on a 20-minute journey passing through four stops. I noticed that one guy would walk to the station, collect the free newspaper, and then, when the train turned up, he'd go straight to the toilet and be in there for the whole journey and would get out as the train arrived at the last stop. It was only a small train with two carriages and one toilet.
That's good.
During this journey, I'd see 10 to 20 people try to use the toilet. It's only four stops. Where are all these people? Can't go for 20 minutes without going, well, it's been 15 minutes. I'm going to have to go to the toilet now.
To be fair, that's me.
I'd see him do this every day for about 3 months. I was sure he calculated the amount of stops and knew when the train was slowing down as it went into the final station. Part of me was impressed that he'd worked this out, but a bigger part of me got pissed off that he used it for his own personal shitter in the morning.
Yeah, right. Okay, there's a lot to unpack
there's a lot
there.
Here. There's
okay, there's a lot to unpack there.
I don't even
there.
Know where to start.
First of all, this guy is getting into the toilet in the morning at the stop he gets on, and he's sitting in the toilet the whole train journey, and he's getting off at the last. He's coming out at the last stop when he gets off. That's mental.
That's weird. That's weird behaviour.
I think you might have hit the nail on the head. I don't think he ever had a ticket.
It might be that. It is bizarre behaviour. Why are 10 to 20 people on I assume is a small journey and not...
Trying to use the toilet.
Not very busy commute. It's a two-carriage train.
I know what's happening.
What?
You know what he's got in there.
What?
Fleshlight.
But again, do it at home. Like the toilet for me is such a lovely place. Like I really enjoy it. I look forward to my shits.
Love your toilet time, don't you, Jimmy?
I really look forward to my shits. And there has been times where I have been on the train and there has been a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone, no, I'm saving this.
Because one, I don't. You're talking about a shite.
Yeah. Not my fleshlight.
No, I know that. I was talking pee or poo.
No, I don't ever want to. I've got to really be in a bad way.
I don't know why
way.
I said poo there. That made me cringe. Don't say
I don't. You've got to really be in a bad way for me to need to use the toilet on the train, which I have had to do a couple of times.
Yeah.
What you
prefer to do is hold it in so long, come home, panic, and make me look at your ass.
I don't make you look at it.
You do. You go, Claire, it's happened this time.
Just looking for skids, that's all. Jesus. All right, I won't ask you next time.
Okay, good.
Fucking hell. No, but tens of people are all queuing up to use this toilet. That's a bizarre story, that one, whoever the hell you are. It wouldn't bother me because, as I say, I avoid the...
I wouldn't use it, although it is a bit of a liberty, just on the sort of principle thing. I'd be annoyed. Even though I don't want to use the toilet, I would be annoyed as
he
well.
Should be doing it.
It's just his toilet.
He should be doing it at home. Unless it's an emergency, shit at home.
Oh, that's great advice. Say that again for the people at the back.
Unless it's an emergency, and it happens. It happens to everyone.
Absolutely.
Shit at home.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Come on, guys.
Don't want to be pooing outside.
Oh, have you ever used those toilets in London?
The ones on the street?
Those big sort of black boxes that close the doors and they just get sprayed down.
No, and I'll tell you why I will never use one of the toilets, not a train toilet.
Because the door's electric, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
I got caught short in one of them.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Just started opening.
So there used to be...
Like a weird sort of...
Listen to this, right?
Game show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's what you could have won. Yeah. Fuck, I don't want that. There used to be a street toilet in the little town of Galston.
Right.
Right?
Really?
Yeah. You see where the Brownings is, the baker's?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was one across the street.
Was there really?
Yeah, where the bus stop was.
Is there a church there as well? Yeah, yeah.
Right? There was a toilet there and I had to go... Went in there.
There's a lot of old people in Galston.
I know, I love them all. Went
I imagine
in there,
that's why the toilet's there.
Was having a pee. I was young. I was maybe like 14. And you had to put money in. You had to put money in the box.
Fucking pay for it.
Yeah, and the door would shut and lock. Mm. As I was mid-pee, the door opened and I was scarred for life. And I will never, if I can... Those electric ones I don't trust, the train ones and the street ones. I'll use a public toilet with like an actual, you know, manual lock on the door. But yeah, it opened on the middle of a street and I was having a pee.
I'll tell you the worst public toilets in the world.
Go on.
America.
Right, you spend a lot of time in America,
yeah,
I don't.
The doors don't fucking close. They have like about...
Oh, the gap.
A 3-centimetre gap.
Yeah, you get like, a lot of them.
The door doesn't go flush with the thing.
Yeah.
And you're sat there and I'm...
I noticed
you
that.
You can see people.
Yeah.
You can make eye contact with people.
Yeah.
While you're on the toilet and you're
tell
like,
you,
this
noticed,
is grim.
I noticed that in Disneyland.
Yeah.
The doors were...
Yeah, doors don't meet the frame.
Yeah, you could see people walking by.
It's awful.
I know.
What are they doing?
Although what you're doing, sitting down in a stall. You having a shite in Disneyland?
No, I don't use urinals. I don't use urinals at all.
Do you not?
No.
You pee in a stall?
Yeah.
But are you sitting down then to make eye contact?
No, if it's public toilet, if I'm at home, I'm sitting down to pee.
Yeah, right, okay.
No, I discovered pissing sitting down when I was about 18 years old and I was just like, why the fuck am I standing up?
Fair enough.
I'm proud of it.
I
might get a bumper sticker.
Yeah, yeah.
I pee sitting down.
That's right, you should. Yeah, I might try sitting down while I pee.
You should.
Is it easier?
It is, yeah.
Is it? Does your cock not get in the way? No.
Get in the way of the piss?
No, in the toilet bowl. I feel like mine would hit off the toilet bowl. I don't know what we're talking about here, Jimmy. Let's move on.
Yeah,
I'll tell
please.
You. I'll tell you why I'm talking so much rubbish. Because there's only one thing I'm thinking about.
Go on.
There's one thing I've been thinking about all week.
Yeah, I know what you're
and
saying.
I'm ready for it.
I think you're gonna be really
here.
Disappointed, mate.
Hold on. Let me just pass you something first. This is for you.
Thank you very much.
Because I think
semi-skimmed milk.
Billy Big Bollocks, you're gonna need it. Because
a pint of milk. It doesn't look like a pint, does it? That's a pint.
Is it?
Yeah. I feel like beer glasses. I mean, it, you know, it's weird, isn't it, how liquids work.
Right.
Got me some milk in preparation of my vow for last week.
James, right, what was my vow?
Yours was to just be a bit quieter.
I mean, sorry, what was my vow?
Yeah. There we go. You've managed to get one.
We got one.
The team's managed to find me the one chip challenge.
All right. Now, warning.
This is going to be so boring.
Oh, God, I'm so excited.
This is going to be so boring.
Right, warning. Keep out of reach of children. Well, you can't fucking do it. intended for adult consumption. Do not eat if you are sensitive to spicy foods, allergic to peppers, nightshades. I don't know what nightshades means. Or
it's a vegetable, isn't it?
Oh,
nightshade.
Is it? Or capsaicin?
I don't know.
Or are pregnant or have any medical conditions? Oh, I'm sure you've got a medical condition. You're pregnant?
I might be pregnant. No, I'm not. No, I'm fine.
It's not mine if you
Look
are.
Look at this. This is all a part of the dance.
What, right, hold
on,
I'm
not finished.
Try and
make it seem like such a big deal.
After touching the chip, wash your hands with soap and do not touch your eyes or other sensitive areas, James.
Right.
You're always touching that.
Someone's got her.
Seek medical assistance should you experience difficulty breathing.
Oh, come on.
Fainting or extended nausea.
It's a crisp. It's a hot chip. That's all. That is all just rubbish, that is.
Seek medical assistance should you experience difficulty breathing. Right, so I'm going to do the... Is he doing it now?
Yeah.
Is it now? Now's the time.
I'll do the one chip challenge. Here you go. Let me read this. The one chip challenge. Carolina Reaper.
You said you wanted to read it, yeah.
Had those before. The Naga Viper Pepper. Not sure I've had one of those. I've had the Carolina Reaper. No problem. Hot, don't get me wrong, hot. But I'm not going to need... I might drink the milk.
See, every time he talks about it, he gives himself more leeway.
Here it is.
Oh, what does it say inside? Let me see it. I'm so excited.
Real peppers, real heat. Face the Reaper. Rules for the challenge. 1, read the warning. 2, eat the entire chip. Wait as long as possible before drinking or eating anything.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Post your reaction on social media. The reaction is going to be so underwhelming. It's going to be so underwhelming.
Right, hold on. Before you open this, before you eat this, we have got the rest of the podcast to get through. We've got non-negotiables. We've got the poll to go through. We're talking, James Buckley, which you love. We're talking conspiracy theories this week.
Oh, yeah. Listen, don't worry.
Is this a conspiracy theory?
Don't you worry.
You're going to be all right to do this. You're going to be all right to get through this, the rest of this podcast. Wow. He's so confident. He's so confident. It's unbelievable.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, it's been cracked.
Oh, that's all right. Just shove it on. That might be easier.
I'll shove it all in, shall I? Cool, it's very dark.
It's... Oh, my God. Let me smell.
Oh, it stinks. Is this in date?
Jesus. That does stink. Is it in date?
I don't remember seeing them when Jimmy Fallon did it or whatever. It looked like they were having a Dorito.
A Dorito?
Yeah. Right, I'll stick this in my gob, do
I? Hold on. Is this in date? That smells weird as fuck.
Am I doing this?
That smells off.
It does, yeah. It'll be fine. Right, I'm going for it.
Okay, here we go.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Wait, James,
It smells disgusting.
I would do one of those bits. Just do one of those bits.
You've got to eat the whole chip.
Okay.
That's the end of part one, but don't you worry. Part two is already available, so go check it out.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.